recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. We're here with actor extraordinaire John Wesley Shipp, star of The Flash. Not only one reincarnation of The Flash, but two reincarnations of The Flash, which is pretty awesome. First of all, excited to be here at NovaCon.
I am very excited, yeah. This is my participation in the Flash multiverse. I played Barry, I played Professor Zoom on Batman mm-hmm. the Brave and the Bold, I played Henry Allen, and now I'm playing Jay Garrick on the news show. So I told him in the Q&A, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes. Yes, so obviously easy decision when the producers call you in to, bring you back to the Flash universe?
Well, you know, when I heard they were going to do a new show, people said, are you going to be a part of it? And I said, well, they could go one of two ways. They may want to make it entirely new. And I would understand 24 years is a long time to represent as
right.
a superhero. I said, but I heard how Geoff Johns had blown up the Allen family, how suddenly Henry Allen was wrongfully convicted of killing Nora in front of a 10-year-old Barry, and even Joe, his friend Joe, didn't believe he was innocent, nobody but Barry. And I said, if they come to me, because everyone was saying, you got to be Jay Garrick, you got to be Jay. And I said, if they come to me, that's the role I would want.
Right.
Because that's the role I would want as an actor, whether I had been Barry or not.
Right.
The fact
right.
that I had been Barry helped me play Henry better. You know.
Yeah, that everything comes full circle, it
yeah.
seems. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of the upcoming Justice League movie? And of course,
yeah.
Flash getting a big screen treatment. And in my opinion, I thought they should keep the universes together. But what are your thoughts on that? To have a new Flash.
You know, that's above my pay grade, whether they should or shouldn't. But I'll tell you one thing. I love Ezra Miller's enthusiasm. Did you see him at San Diego Comic-Con? He
yeah.
came to his panel in cosplay with the white raincoat and the yellow
yes,
hair.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, you gotta love that kind of enthusiasm.
Yes, you do.
You know, I'm gonna be right there supporting him, you know, when the movie comes out.
Fantastic. Now, if you were to be in a movie in the Marvel or DC universe, what character would you want to be?
You know what? I played, what's left? Nora Allen? I mean, you know, it's like, I don't know how I would look in a long red wig. No. You know, I'm perfectly happy with my participation in the DC universe.
Nice.
You know, I can't say that I wish for anything else other than exactly what I'm doing.
Are there any, obviously you had a long storied career, any other dream projects left?
Whatever is next. You know, they asked me in my Q&A, what's your favorite role? And I said, the one I'm currently doing.
Okay,
whatever
cool.
that is. So,
nice.
You know, I'm as interested as
wow.
anyone else. Madness. To see what's going to be next, you know.
Awesome.
Right now I'm doing a radio drama.
Oh,
while
yes. Let's talk about it.
It's called Powder Burns.
Nice.
And it's on iTunes. And we have Ed Asner in a new episode that's about to drop.
Oh, wow.
It's written and produced by David Gregory, who played one of my sons on One Life to Live.
Okay.
And we had Robert Vaughn before he died. They're like 25-minute episodes, and they're available on iTunes or at powderburnswest.com.
Powderburnswest.com.
And I play a blind sheriff, and the concept is see the old West the way Sheriff Burns does, without sight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like an awesome thing to check out.
Yeah.
John Wesley Shipp, guys, the one and only. If you could, let us know who you are, and you're watching, click on this, and then the second one will be listening.
Let's do one at a time.
Okay. Click on this.
John Wesley Shipp, and you're watching.
Click on this, yep.
Hi, this is John Wesley Shipp, and you're watching, click on this.
And the one is you're listening to Below the Belt Show, and then throughout your character on The Flash. Good.
My name, my
yep.
character on The Flash, and you're
listening to Below the Belt Show.
Hi, this is John Wesley Shipp. I'm playing Jay Garrick on The Flash, and you're listening to Below the Belt Podcast.
Nice.
Is that right?
Perfect.
Okay.
Nice. And one more question, which I thought was a really, if you could carry your Flash superpowers to your real life, what would you use it for?
Oh my goodness, I don't know, there are so many things. It's like, I don't know, if I had my Flash superpowers, what would I use them for? You stumped me,
okay.
stumped me on that one. You stumped me, there are just so many things,
right.
you know. I'm very civic minded, so it would probably have something to do with trying to get us to learn how to talk civilly to each other again. If there was some way that speed could accomplish that, You know,
yes.
We could all come together and remember that we're all Americans, you know.
We're all human
and,
race.
And help us all remember that, you know, we're all citizens of this great country and we all belong here.
Wow, I love it. That
you know?
Was great.
Yeah.
Guys, John Wesley Shipp, actor extraordinaire, legend in the Hollywood industry.
Thank you, sir.
More to come. And of course, Dawson Creek's dad? Come on now.
Yeah. Dawson's dead dad, as it turns out.
The list goes on and on, guys. It's been an awesome Comic-Con. We'll see you guys next time.